This is JIS News. Coming up, JCF and ICF to be merged. Public urged to get screened for colon cancer and pool filtration system at the National Aquatic Center upgraded. The news in detail after this message.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. An implementation task force is to be set up to oversee the incorporation of the Island Special Constabulary Force, ICF, into the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. The task force will comprise members from both organizations, as well as senior policy managers from the Ministry of National Security. They'll be required to finalize the draft implementation plan, which will feature comprehensive communication with members of the ICF and JCF, as well as the public, to ensure a smooth transition. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says Cabinet recently approved the merger of both organizations. With the merger, Jamaica will have a single police force, which will, among other things, result in an increase in the number of police personnel engaged in frontline crime prevention and control activities. The merger will be effected during the 2014-2015 financial year. And National Security Minister Peter Bunting says a number of peace-building initiatives are being planned in schools across the island during the month of March. Mr. Bunting says this is critical, as diverting youngsters from criminal activity is a central plank of the ministry's crime-fighting plan. The National Security Minister was speaking Tuesday at the National Peace Day concert at Emancipation Park.
This today is just the tip of the iceberg that you see here. It's just the start of Peace Month, and we want to migrate this activity across the island and then for the entire month of March. As Peace Month, we're really going to roll it out right across Jamaica in a number, many different schools.
The concert was organized by the Ministry of National Security under its Unite for Change initiative in association with the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, and Peace and Love in Society, PALS. Over 1,000 students from 40 schools across the island participated in the event, which was used to launch Peace Month activities. The Jamaica Cancer Society is strongly encouraging citizens, particularly persons over age 50 or those with a family history of cancer, to get screened for colon cancer. Gastroenterologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Mike Mills, says this is important as colon cancer has no identifiable symptoms in its initial stage.
If you're waiting for symptoms, usually at that stage, the cancer is already there. Now, a screening test is a test which is done when you don't have any symptoms of the condition. So we're looking for a condition at an early stage where we can do an intervention to prevent you from having the complications much later on. So for colon cancer in particular, what we're looking for at screening is the stage just before the cancer, which is a colon polyp. And we can remove it by doing a test called a colonoscopy.
Dr. Mills was speaking at a JIS think tank session on activities planned for Colon Cancer Awareness Month being observed in March. The observance is under the theme, Colon Cancer Affects Everyone. And the decades-old filtration system at the National Aquatic Center inside the National Stadium complex has been upgraded. The system was upgraded at a cost of $28 million by Jamaica Wells Limited over a four-week period. Chairman of the Sports Development Foundation, Dr. Warren Blake, says the new filtration system will help reap significant savings in pool maintenance costs.
They have had to be spending vast sums of money on electricity and on chlorine. Now that they have a filter that is working properly, efficiently, their usage of electricity will go down in terms of the pumping, and also the use of chlorine will also go down. So it will be a boost in terms of maintenance of the pool as well.
Dr. Blake says there are also plans to resurface the diving pool at the Aquatics Center later this year. The new system was commissioned into service Tuesday by Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.